Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Anders Vestergren, Head of Solution Line Software-Defined Infrastructure at Ericsson. Welcome, Anders.
Thank you.
So, Anders, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role at Ericsson.
So I'm Anders Vestergren. I'm, as you said, Head of Solution Line Software Defined Infrastructure. And that is what we call the base layer in our cloud solution. Our cloud solution is based on NFVI, Network Function Virtualization Infrastructure, and also now expanding into distributed cloud. And the Software Defined Infrastructure is providing the base layer of that, meaning it's hardware management. It's also about underlay networking and basic storage software.
Now, Ericsson has been on the program a number of times talking about the work that you're doing to drive the transition to network function virtualization-based infrastructure. Can you tell me a little bit about how that transition is going with your customers and what you see in terms of the types of solutions that are getting deployed by comm service providers?
The journey has been painful at parts, I can say, but we are now finally live. During the fall, the first customers which are deploying a multitude of applications on a real cloud infrastructure are now live. I mean, we have seen in the past people doing virtualized appliances or very limited infrastructure targeted at limited set of applications. But now we're finally having those network function virtualizations, which are true infrastructure, which are orchestrated and really live. And that, I think, is a breakthrough for this. And we're seeing expansions coming and multitude of customers coming in. Secondly, what we're seeing is that this has been a tough journey because the customer are expecting the same kind of level of alarm granularity and performance management and fault managers that they were used to in the highly optimized appliances that were used for telecom applications in the past. And we are seeing that that is really tough to get there, and also including in-service upgrade and all of those things that the customer really expect from a cloud infrastructure. But I think we are coming to that point now, and we're seeing that it's the easiest and fastest way to get there is to have a minimum variety in the cloud stack. So you basically have something that is, to as large extent as possible, already integrated and already tested with each other, what we call a system-verified solution to really ensure that the characteristics is there. And that's the easiest way to benefit from all the work that has been done and the quickest path to get a really cloud infrastructure for NFVI.
What is so critical about the hardware and baseline management stack interplay within the software-defined infrastructure solution line that you're delivering to the market? And how does that development intersect with things like open source and industry engagement across setting the definitions of network-defined infrastructure?
We really support and really propose a very strong hardware management. To have independent hardware management so you're not locked into a VIM, and within this hardware management to be able to open to select different type of compute hardware from different brands is that we strongly support Intel rack scale design and Redfish type of interfaces to provide openness to the choice of hardware within this hardware infrastructure and not being locked into a certain VIM, because we see that you need typically more and you need to be free to change versions and have multiple versions. And then we are providing a composable infrastructure to enable to have multi-tenancy and multi-VIM capabilities on a common hardware infrastructure. And I think that's unique for Ericsson.
Seems like a lot of folks at this point are talking about the network edge as the next frontier of NFVI deployments and really looking at the edge of the network as an opportunity to drive more data center-like workloads. Can you tell me about Ericsson's view on that?
With 5G coming around the corner and also more advanced use cases which are driving towards 5G, we are seeing the need to provide telecom applications like gateways, packet core, etc., deployed very far out network. And that's the first step. And we are seeing like next step is a virtualized RAN. And when you're already there and have the infrastructure, then it's natural to think about content delivery stuff, which is coming then at the same time. So there's a multitude of workloads, and the economics in this makes sense when you do all these workloads together and when you have one common infrastructure that can deploy all of this. But what we also see is that hardware management, for example, using the rack scale design type of interfaces, but in general, is even more important in this scenario because the multitude of sites requires excellent capabilities in terms of software upgrade, network configuration, and alarm and fault handling on all of those sites in a meaningful way.
Now, I've heard you use the term micro data centers for this area of development. Can you tell me a little bit about your definition of a micro data center and how it differs from a traditional data center environment?
So we have a couple of different versions of this. The most extreme is someone that can actually fit very far out in the network at the same physical location as a radio base station, which means it's very large requirements on having a small footprint, as well as being completely self-contained from a management perspective, or have advanced management capabilities, as well as being a true system. Not just a compute blade, it's a full, all the capabilities that you would find in a data center, but crammed into a very small box.
How are you approaching the design for the micro data center? And do you have a lineup of solutions to address different workload capabilities that your customers are looking for?
Yes, we do. I mean, we have the BSP8100, which is a highly optimized solution for small data centers. And you could say it's a data center in a rack or data center in a cabinet. That is a very compact NEBS level 3 type of solution. And we also will offer an even smaller variant, which is so small so it can, in a self-contained way, fit into radio base station if needed. So it's like smaller than a microwave oven.
Wow.
It's a super small type of deployment. And that includes switching, basic gateway functionality, compute resources, disks, and the most important, advanced hardware management and software that can configure the local networks, that can provide fault and performance management and all other things you need in a highly automated fashion at those sites.
Obviously, Ericsson and Intel have a long history of collaboration in terms of delivering awesome, innovative solutions that Ericsson is delivering to the market, utilizing Intel architecture as a foundation for that. Tell me a little bit about our latest advancements in terms of collaboration in the space and how that relates to the products that you're talking about today.
I think we have for a long time been engaged in providing super compact solutions for the BSP and related hardware. And now we are going to the next step in using the Intel DE type CPUs to really get the hardware down into very, very small form factors, but still at very good performance.
And how do the engineering teams work together to deliver new capabilities to the market, especially when a new processor comes out? For example, the new Xeon D that was just issued to the market based on our Skylake microprocessor.
We are engaging with Intel very early about the capabilities of new CPU architectures, both through ourselves and through partners, and very early understand how that should be done, not only from a CPU perspective, but also aligning with NIC, network interface card capacity, where Intel is also strong, which is very important in these new designs. And in addition, also management interfaces in terms of rack scale design, which I think has been and is very important for us to engage in all of those areas to truly see that we have a system that meets the customer requirements.
Anders, where can folks find out more information about the solutions Ericsson is delivering to the market and engage with your team around discussions about deployments?
Ericsson.com and our product catalog on that page. You can also in that test selected software for this, like selected management software on both low-level hardware and higher level, and really get the feeling how it works. of course, there are Ericsson salespeople at every operator in the world, I dare to say.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Anders. It was a real pleasure. Hope to have you back on the program again soon.
Thank you.